You're listening to Stranger Than. This is a McGill Daily and CKUT collaboration. The words you are about to hear were written by Jem Ertekin. I live in the plateau, not too far away from school, close to Mont-Royal and Saint-Urbain. Normally, it's not too much of a distance to walk from there to campus, but sometimes I take the bus. I mean, why waste energy on walking? In case you didn't know, there are always people on buses. On a day not like many before it, I find myself on a bus with no empty seats. At the very back of the bus, I see a woman with the iciest blue-grey eyes I've ever seen in my life. I immediately assume she is an expert in travelling on public transit. She is sitting in the farthest corner at the back of the bus, the spot which I've always considered to be the best seat on the bus. I can imagine how she has conquered the seat. Her morning commute begins by waiting at the corner of Saint-Urbain and whatever. She waits for 6 minutes before the bus arrives. It stops right in front of her. The door swings open. The driver smiles at her. She smiles back, reaches into her backpack, digs out the bus pass, shows it to the small machine. The machine makes a bored beeping sound. She's met with a crowd of disgruntled travellers, but luckily she's a master of slicing through the wall of humans. Carefully and purposefully, she makes her way to the steps at the very back, only to see that the seats are in fact all taken. No matter, someone will get off soon. Inevitably, somebody starts to fiddle around. The time is ripe. In less than a second, she ascends the steps and usurps the seat. I enter the bus. She doesn't notice me, because she doesn't care about anything going on around her. If you asked her later, I bet she wouldn't be able to recall anything or anyone in particular. She knows that they share the same space, breathe the same air, travel the same road, but that's it. There's no way she could possibly know that the woman sitting next to her is on her way to the hospital to visit her son, a doctor who has worked his first ER shift last night. Nor does she know that the man sitting across from her has just been let go and would not be able to pay rent at the end of the month. And there's no way she can possibly know that the couple to her left had just decided to get married the other day and are very excited about their future. She does not care, probably because she thinks that others don't care about her. Or maybe I'm just projecting. I guess I could ask her. She would tell me that her name is Lydia, and then tell me how to get the best seat on the bus. We'd share a couple of laughs, and it'd be fun. Then one of us would step off the bus, and we'd never see each other again, and I would have more to hold on to than an imaginary conversation. At least one part of my story is true. I never saw her again. Couldn't confirm any of my suspicions about her, and now I think maybe she knew I would never ask. In that sense, she will remain forever a pronoun, and a pair of piercing blue-grey eyes, nameless and unknown, sitting in the best seat at the back of the bus.
No answers for